This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline is Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Not bad. It's tournament time. It's tournament time. And
most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, absolutely. Jeff, it's a lot going on these days around Maryland, but let's talk about the on-the-court stuff first. What are you looking forward to seeing from this team in their first game tomorrow against Grand Canyon?
Well, I think poise would be the first thing you're looking for, you know, to start the game, just because this, you know, Maryland team doesn't have much tournament experience as opposed to Grand Canyon, which has a ton of it. They got several guys that have been in the tournament multiple years. They got guys who, you know, have, you know, been through it, 50-year seniors who transferred from big-time schools. So that's something to watch. Otherwise, you know, I think I'd look for them to pound the ball inside. They need to just show that they can dominate with their two bigs. Grand Canyon doesn't have nearly the sort of size they have. They do have a lot of length, you know, 6'7", 6'8", kind of guys, but they don't have the 6'10", 6'11", just one guy in their starting lineup. And, you know, the other thing is you have to execute. Maryland, you know, when they have lost, it's been late game issues, four buzzer beaters in their last four losses. So, you know, and this is a much more high pressure kind of stage where the late game, it often comes down to those late game decisions and free throws and things like that. So, you know, long story short, they're a 10-point favorite for a reason. They have a lot more talent, but, you know, as we know with the tournament, that doesn't guarantee anything.
All right, Jeff, like on Sunday, you know, I'm listening or watching or whatever, and then all of a sudden you hear, you know, about Willard and, you know, contract extension, and he's got 4 years. And I'm like, who's after him? You know, that was the first thing that came to my mind, is because another school contacted, you know, Damon. So let's talk about that a little bit. Willard, where does that stand? And then this morning, you know, these guys were telling me about Damon Evans possibly at SMU. And then Damon was supposed to come on with us, and Damon just happened to cancel.
Yeah, that is very interesting, Vinny. Those rumors are flying. You know, smoke is billowing there. So it's crazy because, you know, you're entering arguably the biggest few days for the basketball program at Maryland in, you know, a couple decades maybe, if you think this is the best team they've had since then, which is during that span, which is very possible. And you've got, first you got the stuff about the coach, and now you have the AD. So it's really very Maryland, classic Maryland timing on that. But, you know, in terms of who wants Willard, Villanova is at the center of all the rumors. You know, that's been reported yesterday that they'd offered him the job. I don't know if that's accurate yet. It's quite possible. Willard has not come out and shot down any of the rumors, which is seems telling potentially. But at the same time, that could be a negotiation tactic because we know he wants more resources, more commitment from the school now that the revenue sharing era is arriving, and a lot of that money is going to football. And I think he has a lot of concerns about being well funded enough to compete in that, in this new landscape. So long story short, like, all bets are off at this point. You know, we just have to wait and see how things develop in the next few days or few weeks.
We're talking to Jeff Ehrman, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, as Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Jeff, let's kind of go down this dark road. Let's go down the road of what if, and assuming that some drastic change does happen, Willard does leave and go to Villanova. I mean, where do the Terps go from here? Considering he was, you know, after Turgeon left, Willard was the slam dunk hire. He was the guy that a lot of people wanted. Where do they go from here if he does leave?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Cordell. I mean, it's hard to really say. It's so premature right now. You don't know, you know, who else is going to be at the top of their list, especially if something happens with the AD and, yeah, and he were to leave. So then you're looking at total anarchy, basically. So, you know, one guy I would keep an eye on would probably be Tony Skin, former Maryland assistant under Willard, who did a great job at George Mason this year. Young guy, local, great recruiter, lots of upside. You know, he'd be a guy to watch. Otherwise, you know, I haven't even gotten to the point of coming up with my list, but, you know, that might be something that I'll be doing in the near future. We'll see.
All right, Jeff, what are the rumors about, and when did they start about Damon?
Yeah, Vinny, those really just started yesterday. You know, I got a couple texts, and the sources were kind of iffy on it. They'd heard it, but they weren't sure how much there was to it. So I kind of started digging and left it alone. And the next thing I know, I see the same rumors start popping up all over online. So I think that there's definitely something to it, whether he's been offered the job or accepts the job, we'll wait and see. But I do think, you know, there is something there.
Well, Jeff, the games still have to be played. And we know that the Terps have Grand Canyon. That's guaranteed. How far do you truly, in your heart of hearts, believe that this Terps team, as talented as they are, we know they have an elite starting five. How far do you really believe that this team can go?
Well, I was definitely going into it open to picking them to go to the Elite Eight or Final Four, maybe. But, you know, then when that pass was set up and you see Florida, one of the best teams in the country, playing really well on their side, that makes it kind of hard to pick them past the Sweet 16. Obviously, they could do that. But, you know, right now, I think Sweet 16 to me is a baseline expectation. Anything less than that, and there's going to be a lot of disappointment, a lot of upset fans, which might seem unfair because it's not easy to go to a Sweet 16. But at the same time, these fans have been starved for a season like this for so long that, you know, there's outsized expectations on how it'll end.
Now, Jeff, who do you have, Colorado State or Memphis, you know, winning that game to be the opponent for the Terps?
Yeah, this is kind of trendy, so I'm not really breaking any ground here, but I like Colorado State. Everybody knows the 12s always beat fives. Memphis has a major injury. Colorado State I think they've won 10 in a row. They have one of the more respected young rising coaches, Nico Medved, who some people actually wanted Maryland to go after last time when they hired Willard. So I'm going Colorado State but my picks have not been, you know, surefire by any stretch over the years.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to the women. Women there on the court on, what is that, Saturday. Saturday, they play at 4 o'clock. They play Norfolk State. Maryland, of course, number 4, Norfolk State 13. How far do you see Brenda's team going so this year? I know that they've dealt with injuries this year as well.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Brenda in those first two rounds. She seems to be in the Sweet 16 every year, last year being a major aberration. I think it was the first time they didn't get past the first round in maybe in her 20 years, maybe 20 plus years, maybe the second time. Either way, you know, I think they very well could be a Sweet 16 team. It's hard to pick them much farther than that, though, just because of the struggles they had during the second half of the season.
Now, Jeff, anything happening with the football program going on right now, spring ball or anything else? Or all these?
How did I know you'd get that in on the day of March Madness, man?
Any new coach, any more new coaches coming in?
I think that's done, but you never know. I think it's pretty much done. You know, the one guy they haven't announced yet, Ted Monachino, who was at North Carolina last year, defensive line coach. Did a good job there previously, mostly an NFL coach. You know, he seems to be installed as a defensive coordinator, even though they haven't announced it. You know, they moved a lot of guys around, switched guys, different positions. Zach Spavadal, the safeties coach, moved to linebackers. He had James Thomas, no longer a special teams coach, brought in Andre Powell there, who has a better track record as a special teams coordinator. And then you had Latrell Scott moving from running backs to receivers. So they've shuffled quite a bit in addition to adding some new guys, but I think they're pretty much done now, I would think, in terms of staff movement.
Jeff, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. How can people follow you and check out your work?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Jeff_ERMANN, and the site is InsideMDSports.com.